Hi, friends. I am Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. It's Monday, which means a new episode of Annie's Mini BFF podcast drops today. We are reading stories from the Gospels from some of our favorite kids' Bibles from Zonder Kids. And today is Jesus walking on the water. So make sure you're subscribed to Annie's Mini BFF podcast. And you know what? You can grab the three kids' Bibles we're reading from, the Jesus Storybook Bible, the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, and the I Wonder for 20% off. Just go to faithgateway.com, use the code ADT. You can also visit the link in the show notes to easily find those Bibles as well. Okay, grown-ups, let's read the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books in the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. So here's how this works. I'm going to read one chapter to you today. You can listen or read along in your own Bible. Then I'll mention the verse or idea that stood out to me, and then I'll pray, and that's it. So today is March 18th, and I'll be reading Luke 13 from the New International Version. Luke 13. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Are those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated. But the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough." Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from the east and west and north and south and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last." At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, 'I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.' That is Luke 13 in the NIV. And what is standing out to me today, this is so random, but you know, Jesus often talks about fig trees. Like it's kind of the only fruit tree he really brings up. And it's over and over in the Gospels, this idea of a fig tree and how often they interact with fig trees. And so it's just fascinating to me because often I think when we talk about Genesis, when we talk about the tree of good and evil, it's always an apple tree. But Jesus never talks about apple trees. He always talks about fig trees. And so it just makes me really curious of, and that's why I love coming to the Gospels every day, is something different stands out. I've never genuinely thought about this before, but I'm just kind of interested in the idea that why is a fig tree the one that Jesus keeps pointing to, and yet we have decided that the tree in the garden was an apple tree. I wonder if it was a fig tree. I mean, maybe y'all know and you can tell me, but I don't know. I just thought that was really interesting today that Jesus keeps going back to figs. And I know that's part of the culture in Israel, and I know that those are there. And but it is interesting that that seems to be the tree that he keeps interacting with over and over again. So I don't know. It's just what I'm thinking about today. So let's pray together. Jesus, thanks that we learn a lot from you. Thanks that our curiosity does get piqued over and over when we are in the Gospels. So whatever stood out to us today, as random as my thoughts are about the fig tree and the apple tree to something that really moves someone today, Jesus, just keep our curiosity high. We want to be interested in what happens in the Gospels. We want to pay attention to little details. And we are thankful that your word is living and active and that it never gets old to us. I'm just really thankful for that. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.